if you're not getting enough traction on social media, one of the factors may be that you're either not using hashtags or you're using them incorrectly. And I know I used to feel the same way, but if you'll take a listen, I think you'll learn some things. All right, guys, saddle up. It's time for 8 Second Rule. This is 8 Second Rule, the podcast about attention-based marketing where we talk about getting, holding on to, and developing the attention of your ideal audience. You've got 8 seconds. What are you going to do with it? Hey, I am Mark Morris, the bull rider of personal branding. That's what I finally decided about myself, I think. It means a lot. It's about copywriting. It's about blogging. It's about all of the things and helping people with their marketing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to find out what the 8 Second Rule is all about, go visit me on LinkedIn under Mark R. Morris Jr. or listen back to some of the earlier episodes of this show and it will explain itself. All right. Today we're going to talk about hashtags. We're going to talk about what they are, how they work, how not to use them, how to choose the right ones, and how to use them in your social media. All right. So, ready? Let's get started. Okay. So, first of all, what is a hashtag all about anyway? Why do we need them? What are they good for? And, just what exactly is it that they do? Okay, so a hashtag, guys, is a system that kind of creates a card catalog for a social media platform. And they started out on Twitter. And then Instagram and Facebook picked them up. They're on LinkedIn. They're on Pinterest. So most platforms that have much social sharing going on also use hashtags. And here is how they work. I know that people tend to use them as conversational pieces, like, you know, they just make up a hashtag and stick it in their work. And that's fine. That's fun. Sometimes it's really funny, but it's not trackable. So the basic benefit of hashtags is that they can help you get found. In other words, if you were to share the hashtag business on LinkedIn, then more people who were looking for posts about business could find you. Anyone who follows that hashtag, in fact, could have it served up in their newsfeed. There are a lot of hashtags on LinkedIn that have 10, 20, 50 million followers. And if you can find the right ones, they can be really, really valuable to you. And the same thing is true on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook. So the more that you learn about which hashtags makes the most sense on each platform, the more benefit you're going to get out of it. So essentially, what you want to do with the hashtag is you want to pick some that really suits you because you're going to be putting yourself into a category. So here is what you do. You go and look on different sites, and when you search for a hashtag, it's going to bring up a whole host of posts, articles, links, profiles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that are based around that hashtag or that use that hashtag. Okay. So let me just do a quick example here. I'm going to go onto LinkedIn and I am going to search hashtag business. Okay. And so here's what comes up. It's going to be mostly people that you are either connected to or fairly closely connected to. And it is going to have just a whole ton of stuff here. So the number one search, at least in my profile, and this changes depending on the connections in your network, is Strati Georgopoulos, and it's his top post, Manea Almanea, About Face Models, Steve Wollenhouse, Neslihan Gergen, About Face Models again. So these people are using that title or that hashtag to share their content. And when they do, then it's searchable. Let's look for another one here. Let's say one of the ones that I use quite a bit is Future, and I'll explain that to you in a moment. And depending on the mood my desktop is in, or perhaps depending on where I search it from, let me look and see what the deal is here. If I search it here, if it does anything different. Sometimes I get a chance to actually see to search the hashtag itself, which will bring up, okay, so yes, if you put it into the search bar and then you click on the hashtag in the dropdown that comes with it, it will tell you how many people are following that hashtag. The hashtag future has 24,680,158 followers. And I will tell you why it is the magic pill that is helping me to get spread all over LinkedIn in just a few minutes, okay? But if you were to go and look at, let me see. If you were to go and look at future and you said you can look in all of the filters on LinkedIn, so you could look at posts. Let's see. So here is one by Alina Panduru, one by civil engineer Alina Panduru, Adam Danielle, Temple Chandigarh, Mark Vidal, Adam Danielle. So all of these people are using the hashtag future, right? And they are coming up under this. And if you will use it, it does some things for you that I'm going to tell you about in just a minute. But basically, you'll get more views for your social media. On every platform that it's possible to use hashtags, they are searchable, and most of them allow followers. So you can follow hashtags that are important to you. It helps you to find good content, and it helps other people to find your content when you use a hashtag. So in the next segment, I'm going to help you figure out how not to use hashtags, and I hope that that helps. Hashtag 8-second rule, hashtag hashtags are life, hashtag my favorite hot dog. I mean, people just use it like crazy, right? Does it do any good? No, it doesn't, because if you are just using random hashtags that you made up about your post, while it might be funny and people might appreciate it, it doesn't really do anything for you. Okay, you're not using it as a tool, it's just an expression, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But I will tell you that on social media, the power of hashtags is using them correctly, because it really can just explode your reach overnight. Okay, so how not to use hashtags? Basically, random hashtags. All right, another way not to use hashtags: try to avoid putting them in the text of your post. It is best if you use them at the end of your post, because it makes it less readable. And if you annoy people, they will stop reading your content. That's basically the true story there. Anything online that you do to annoy people is going to cut down on your traffic, and you don't ever want to do that. So if you can just save them for the end of your post, then put them together down there, it's a great way to go. How not to use hashtags. Don't use hashtags just randomly, especially if they're connected to other people's business, products, or services. This can really irritate people, and it just ends up, you know, causing confusion, and it basically just doesn't do you a lot of good. The other thing that I would suggest is, if you're going to establish a hashtag, don't just start using it. Actually be posting about why you're using it and what it means, and asking people in your network to follow it. Okay, I have 17,000 followers on LinkedIn. I haven't pushed hard to get 8-second rule or any of my other hashtags that I sometimes use followed, and so they weren't doing me a lot of good. So what I was doing was using hashtags that I thought would differentiate me, because I was kind of inventing my own, and it honestly was probably, it wasn't necessarily hurting me, but it certainly wasn't causing me to get a lot of extra traffic, especially not from outside of my network, because only people who follow the hashtag are going to see the stuff that's under the hashtag. So obviously, if I'm looking to expand my reach, finding hashtags that, you know, are custom to me is not the way to go here. All right. The other thing that you want to be careful of is how you use hashtags on other people's content. All right. So in comments and things of that nature, if you're using personal hashtags, it's probably best that you not connect into there, just because it could be obnoxious. You don't ever want to thread jack, and so if that's a potential there, then I would say just don't do it. It might be easier for you to find your own content and stuff, although on most platforms you can go in and there's an activity log of some sort. On LinkedIn, it gives you a very specific activity log that's broken down between the comments that you make, the posts that you make, the articles that you share, and the shares. Okay, so it gives you a lot of different options as far as finding your content. So there shouldn't be any reason for you to be searching for your own content using a hashtag. The other thing that you probably don't want to do is follow too many hashtags. You're going to end up getting content that doesn't really suit you just based on, that was a fun hashtag. Well, make sure that when you choose those that you want to follow, that you're putting stuff into your newsfeed that's actually going to be useful to you. All right? So, how not to use hashtags. Let's go back over this again. Try not to overpopulate them. You can find out how many hashtags should be used on each platform. On LinkedIn, it turns out it's 3 to 10. I know Instagram is one where people really stack them up. So, you know, want to look at that. You want to not put them in the body of your work. You want to not use random hashtags as tools. It's okay if they are part of the conversation. I get that. Totally understand it. Think it's funny sometimes. And also just not use the wrong hashtag for the wrong reasons. So try to find things that actually work with your content and that will actually lead to more targeted views by people who you would want to be in your network. Okay. All right. So, using hashtags. What's the etiquette here? My personal preference is that you not use them in the body of the text, like I already described, or in your headline, but you keep those for that footer part down at the bottom of your post. Now, some people say to put them in the comments, but I've tested this, and it doesn't seem to get nearly the same results as it does if you put them in the actual body of the post. Especially not on LinkedIn, which is the one platform that I am tracking the most here. Although I did just start sharing on Instagram, so maybe I'll have some more data about that in the near future because I'm really not sure, what my following is going to be over there. But I found out that they have expanded the text post on Instagram so that it is as long, actually longer than what you can put on LinkedIn. This means if I'm willing to find an image to go along with my post, I can duplicate my stuff in Hootsuite over onto Instagram as well. So I've been sharing some of those posts over there, and I'll have more information about how that's working out for me sometime soon. So the best way to do it, in my opinion, is to pick several that seem to work with your content and keep using them. Okay, consistency seems to breed familiarity, which is going to bring in more views. Also, try to spike your views every now and then with one of those really high follower count hashtags, okay? Like, for instance, on Instagram, or not Instagram, but LinkedIn, the highest follower count for any hashtag that anyone knows of, because the only way to find out is to go in there and search hashtags and then get the follower count, is India. And so there are people who have used the hashtag India to draw themselves huge audiences and actually build audiences out of that. It's fascinating because, you know, if you're not from India and you're not doing businesses in India, that kind of seems like you're co-opting something. But at the same time, if it's getting you viewers and you're actually sharing usable content, I don't really see the harm in it. But if you use those high volume hashtags, at least every now and then, at least for a few posts, it can really draw a lot of audience. Now, there are going to be some that are a lot more focused that maybe have smaller followings. So what do? You couple those up with some of the really big beefy ones like business or success or personal development or personal branding, you know, that might be really huge on some platforms. And then you can put in some of the more nichey ones, like Ghostwriter, which doesn't have very many followers, or Writer, which only has a few hundred, but those things can actually bring in more targeted viewers. So it's a great combination to have because you have the masses coming by. It's kind of like foot traffic. And then you have those regular customers, and you want to establish, you know, relationship with both. Anyone who will talk to you is a good person to have around on social media. Now, you may want to spend all your time on them if they're never going to be your customer and they're never going to refer anyone to you. But at the same time, the more conversation you have, the more conversation you will have, okay? Because as people see other people talking to you, they're going to want to join in and be a part of that. So the other way that you use hashtags, as I've already spoken about, is to find content that you want to see. Now, there can be several reasons why you might want to see it. You might want to find stuff to share. You might want to find other people to invite to be a part of your network. You might be looking for places that you can actually find customers. Some of those hashtags might help you do that. You might be looking to start conversations. So those hashtags would help you find people and posts that you could actually relate to and actually start conversations with to build your profile up. Okay, so those are several ways that you can use them. And I hope that this episode has been a helpful episode. I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to say about all this, but I think that I've filled the time up pretty well. And if you didn't understand hashtags before, just let me encourage you about this. I was not using hashtags hardly ever before I started my 10 posts a day back in December. Now, I had a good reach. I had a good following. I was actually getting most of my business from LinkedIn without doing anything but just sharing content and engaging with people. No ads, no DMs, none of that kind of, I don't want to say sleazy stuff, but the types of things that kind of tend to annoy some people. I was doing it entirely organically, but my reach wasn't nearly what it is now. And when I started posting as much as I have been, I started looking into what hashtags could do for me, and it exploded my reach, guys. I'm just telling you right now that in the times when I went about a week without using Future to see what would happen, my views dropped off about 30%. Now, when I pepper it back in on posts, then it starts to rise again. So right now I'm getting over 200,000 views a week, and that doesn't necessarily mean anything except that it also translates into nearly 1,000 comments and well over 1,000 likes every single week. So when that starts to happen for you, you start to pay attention, and that's why I'm sharing this with you, because I think it's really, truly valuable information. Okay, so today's free tool, guys, is going to be going back to Google and just doing some hashtag research. So if you want to find out what the best hashtags are for each platform, and if you're working in something like Hootsuite, I would recommend studying this a little bit, because if you want to make the most of it, you're going to need to tweak the hashtags for every single platform so that you're getting the most benefit out of it. So on some platforms, when you look up the top hashtags of 2021, for instance, Instagram, it's going to be all about cuteness and love and beauty and sex appeal and best photos, and because it's a very visually stimulating, visually oriented network. And that's the whole point. You have to have at least one picture to even put a post up over there, right? So if you want to find out what the best ones to do for, say, a marketing company, or if you're a freelance writer, you're going to need to research that a little bit more deeply in order to get to the ones that really seem like they make sense for you. So you might try like best business hashtags for LinkedIn, or best business hashtags for Instagram or Twitter or Pinterest. Okay. And by doing that, then you can get a list. Now, what I would suggest you do with those lists is you can copy them and use a sticky note on your desktop. If you have a sticky note app, since they took it from Windows 10, just build a sticky note that's got that either the link to that website, which you can also just bookmark, or you actually have that list of hashtags up there saying, okay, these are the top 10 hashtags that I use on LinkedIn. These are the top 10 hashtags I use on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that you're kind of building your vocabulary up a little bit, and hopefully that helps. Guys, listen, when someone comes to pay attention to your content, you've got about 8 seconds to catch their attention, and you've got to design it before they get there to get and hold their attention so they will invest more of their time with you. All right. I hope this helped. Have a great day. Bye.